the first verse. It's recorded in Book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34.
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots.
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. Now I was thinking, Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, he taught people to forgive. If you remember, one lady came to, when he was invited in the Pharisee's house, and lady comes, a sinful lady, she comes and falls on her face, holding Jesus' feet, and start washing with her tears and with her hair. And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And the people start saying, nobody can forgive sins but God. What Jesus Christ was trying to show these people, if the God only can forgive sins, I am God. And then you saw another time when the man was having what you call a disease, paralyzed, and his four friends came, opened the roof and put down the man through this roof, and Jesus Christ was preaching in front of him. He saw the man and he says, son, your sins are forgiven. Again, those people start thinking, only God can forgive the sins. Why he is saying forgive their sins? Then he said, which is easy? Shall I tell this man to pick up your mat and walk, to pick up your bed and walk, or just say forgive your sins? Which is easy? Anybody can say forgive your sins, that's easy. But only God can heal. Only God can give new life to your body. So the Jesus Christ proved to them, I am not only man, but I am God. After the resurrection, if you remember, he comes to his disciples and breathes on them. And what he says, receive the Holy Spirit. And then he said, go and preach the word of God and forgive their sins. If you don't forgive, that sins will be retained. So that means he is saying God has given authority to you and me as a believer to forgive people. If you don't forgive, you're holding those people hostages. And so they cannot be blessed. So if somebody does something wrong to you, you forgive. So this is not the first time Jesus Christ was telling people, but this time he was telling his Father. We'll come to that. But here we see Jesus Christ when he was on earth, telling his disciple how to pray, is in Matthew chapter 6. And in the end of that, he says, if you forgive others, God will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, you will be not forgiven. That is in Matthew chapter 6. And Mark chapter 11, he tells his disciples, if you want to move the mountains, you need a faith, right? You can move the mountains, you can do so many miracles. But at the same time, when you're standing and praying and asking God to do miracles, you remember one thing. If you didn't forgive anybody their sins, God is not going to listen to you. So in that chapter, he says, please read Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26.
And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
Now, this is the teaching of Jesus Christ. He was telling, you can do science, you can do miracles, you can move mountains, you can do many things if you believe. You have all this faith. But at the same time, if you have bitterness in your heart, you cannot forgive your wife, you cannot forgive your brother, you cannot forgive your sister, you cannot forgive the co-workers, and you have a grudge and you say, this person did so wrong to me, so I do not want this person to go to heaven at all. I want this person to go to hell. And you don't want to pray for that person. But the Lord says, if you think, if that person should go to hell, why should you go to heaven? You are worse than that person anyhow. The one thief, he justified, hey, you come down from cross and save us and save me. And he doesn't want to repent of his sin. He thinks he freely comes. But the other man comes, he said, hey, listen. He was a preacher on the cross. He got a little bit time. Because he thought, I am going to save my friend. He says, sir, we are sinners. Because he himself cursed Jesus. He himself said bad about Jesus in another gospel. But now he realized when Jesus says, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. And these thieves start saying, oh, he's talking about me. We cursed him. We said bad about him. And this man, a friend, says bad about him. So let me correct. Say, sir, we are sinners. We're supposed to die. We're supposed to be tormented. But this man didn't do anything. So he was trying to say, I am going to get saved. How about you? So even on the cross, this suffering thief was concerned about his friend, that he should not go to hell. And then he says, Jesus, I know you are a God. You are the king. You are going to come back and establish your kingdom. I heard a lot about you, but I didn't have time to go to church. I didn't have time to do anything for you. I was just killing and robbing and doing all kinds of things. But now I come to know this is the end of my life if I don't believe Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. So he believed. And God says, today you will be with me in paradise. So the point I'm making, Jesus Christ is saying here, Father, forgive them. Why he's telling Father to forgive? Because he already has forgiven people on earth before going to cross. Why he's telling now to Father to forgive them? Because those people did not believe he's a son of God. When he said, I'm a son of God, he said, it's a blasphemy, crucify him. And that's the reason they crucified him. They don't want him to be their king. They don't want him to be their savior. They don't want to be their healer. And so we saw from the beginning. From the beginning, I'm talking about the time of Adam. Adam disobeyed God. The curse of God was on Adam. Adam, God promised, I am going to send the Savior. From Adam until the last man died on the time of Christ, all of those people were under the curse. They were going to go to hell. They were enemy to God. Because if you commit sin and you listen to devil, you are followers of devil. That's why Jesus Christ says in St. John chapter 8, verse 44, your father is a devil, he is a murderer, he is a killer, and if you do his will, then you are the same murderers and killers. And so he knew that all mankind has committed sin. Like Romans chapter 3:23, we say, all have sinned and what? Come short of the glory of God. That means that Adam committed sin. He lost the glory of God at that moment. And each and every person start following Adam. They are Adam's children. One man committed sin, and the sin came in everyone's life. But the Jesus Christ says, what? The blood of bulls and goat will not take away your sin. You cannot be perfected. They were doing sacrifice from time of Adam to time Jesus Christ died. They had the temple, holy place, and most holy place. In between there was a curtain, 70 feet wide and tall and 4 to 6 inches thick. They can put four horses this way and four horses that way, and that curtain will not be torn. But the time Jesus Christ died, the curtain was torn from the top to bottom without any man's hand touching. Why God did that? God was trying to tell these Sadducees and Pharisees, you are sacrificing blood for forgiveness of your sins, but now my son is crucified. He's the Lamb of God, just like John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. That's the Lamb of God is crucified. He is a Passover lamb for you. Now you don't need any sacrifice. The curtain is torn from top to bottom. So now anyone comes, they can see the most holy place. Now we have the high priest. You don't need a blood of bulls and goats and anything. You just come boldly to the throne of God because we have a mediator. So what Jesus Christ was saying to his father, I know, Daddy, you are angry at these people. Why? From the time of Egypt, you delivered them, and right away they came out and made the calf and started worshiping. Many times you delivered them, and they kept on doing idol worship, kept on doing idol worship. So God was so angry. And so God could not find anybody to rescue this mankind. All the prophets and all the teachers and all the ministers, they were not able to die for mankind. Jesus is the only innocent child of God, the Son of God died. When you see the story of Abraham and Isaac, everybody gets heartbroken. When he's going, he said, Daddy, we have the fire. We have everything. We have knife. Where is the lamb? What Abraham said. God will provide. He didn't know, but only one thing he knew. He said to this servant, stay here and we are going to worship the Lord on that mountain. And what did he say? We will come back. That means he believed. What he believed, even the I'll burn my son to ashes, my God is able to raise my son from the ashes and I'll bring my son back and we will come back. That's the kind of faith he had. That's why God says, when he took his hand to kill his son, you know, from hand, from here to here, it will take split second. It will not take hours. But he might be thinking, I don't know how long he is going to hold his hand. I'm going to kill it. But as soon as he had desired to kill it, the angels comes and hold his hand. He could not, and the angel is stronger than man. So maybe angel came and hold his hand and say, enough, I believe. I know you love me more than Isaac. I know you love me. Abraham did not sacrifice his son. God did not allow him. Because God said, I am going to sacrifice my son. And that's why Jesus Christ was sacrificed on the cross of Calvary. But when he was there, he wants to tell the people, people, you disobey God. God is mad at you. You will go to eternal hellfire. I am the one sacrificial lamb for you. And I'm going to plead for you to my Father. I want to forgive you. I already forgiven you. But I'm going to ask my dad. So together, God the Father and God the Son wants to forgive the mankind. So he says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They knew what they're doing. They wanted to crucify Christ and they did it. But they didn't know what they're doing means what? They didn't know he's the Savior. They didn't know that he's going to die and rise again. They didn't know that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, hey, tell the Pilate, change it. You said he is the King of Jews. No. Say, Jesus says, I am the King of Jews. He said, whatever I wrote, I wrote. I'm not going to change it. Because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So they didn't know. They thought they are helping God. Because any man blaspheme, they have to kill him. But they did not know. They saw the signs and wonders and miracles. Can you imagine when they were dragging Jesus Christ to crucify and they arrested him, and the high priest's servant, Peter, what he does, he takes the sword and tries to kill him, but he just pointed on his ears. And somebody says, why did he do it ears? Because he's a fisherman. Fishermen, what they're doing, they take the fish, first thing they chop the ears. So his eyes was on ear, even though he wanted to cut his throat. The point I'm making, last minute, that ear fell on the ground. Midnight, or I don't know midnight or what, but very dark there, and a jungle-like thing, and the ear is on the floor, the dirt and mud and the grass and whatever it is. He picked up that ear, put it back, original ear, better than before. So that's the last miracle he did, but still they did not allow him to go. Why? Because they did not understand Jesus Christ coming. That's why Jesus says, I know. They don't know what they're doing. They're thinking I'm a blasphemous, I'm the bad person, but they don't understand. They will understand someday that what Jesus Christ has done. You know, go to the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 38. Peter is saying what Jesus Christ has done and what we're supposed to do. Please read.
Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins.
He said, oh people, listen to me. Jesus Christ was on the cross and he was saying, Father, forgive them. Do you know? Through him, God preached to you the forgiveness. You didn't understand then? Understand now. Because Jesus Christ at that time was buried, resurrected, and went to heaven. And now these are the disciples, his messengers. He's saying, you know what? Jesus Christ preached forgiveness of your sins, and this is your golden opportunity. You didn't understand then, but now understand today. So the disciples, they got the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and this is the Peter. Peter denied Jesus Christ 3 times. But if you're reading all this resurrection story, people think, when did Jesus meet Peter? It's not particular place he says. But if you go and read the Luke chapter 24, there were 2 men going to Emmaus village. One man's name is given, one man's name is not given. And give the story of Jesus Christ met them. One of the persons says, and Peter saw him. So then I knew one of them might be Peter. Otherwise, there is not a particular time Jesus went alone and talked to Peter. Because if that was not a Peter, I'm talking about Luke chapter 24, Jesus Christ is not going to teach them from Moses to Christ all the things he was teaching. Why? Because he knows Peter is a teacher. He is a leader. And he's going to lead the people. So he starts from Moses until Christ's crucifixion, resurrection story he told him. So I knew that was a Peter. So the point I'm making, now Peter got the message And he's saying, hey people, please read one more time.
Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins.
So he says, men and brethren, through Christ, through this man, who is this man? Jesus Christ. The salvation, the forgiveness is given to you. I'm going to read a couple of verses. Go to the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
In whom, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So that means without the shedding of the blood, there is no redemption, there is no forgiveness. So the Jesus Christ shed his blood, wash away our sins, and now we are forgiven, cleansed, washed through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'll give a couple of more verses. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
This is what Paul is saying. What he's saying, and be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So how God forgives us? Christ's sake. If the Christ is not crucified, there is no forgiveness. So the Christ's sake, God has forgiven us. So what do you say? Be tender-hearted. If somebody kicked you or somebody did something wrong to you, be tender-hearted. Forgive them. So God can forgive you. Read another verse similar to that. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
It's very clear, right? If you have fought with somebody, if you have grudge with somebody, maybe your neighbor, maybe your daughter, maybe your son, maybe your boyfriend, or maybe your enemy, whoever it is, he says you have to remember that Christ has forgiven you, so you have to forgive others. That's why if you are not born again, child of God, you will not understand forgiveness. First thing, you have to be forgiven. Then your, what you call, the load of sin is gone. Then you feel light, you feel happy, you feel joyful. Then you can forgive others. So here the word of God is saying, God has already done these things. You have to forgive others. Somebody says, how many times I can forgive somebody? These people are doing all kinds of problem again and again and again, and they did not even ask forgiveness. So why should I forgive them? See what Jesus Christ said to the Peter. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 and 22. Please read.
Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
He's saying, how many times I should forgive? Seven times is okay. He said, no, 70 times seven. That is not in lifetime. That is in one day. So, did you find anybody giving you a hard time in one day, 70 times seven? I don't think so. So what you have to do, you have to remember, our sins were many. We cannot count them. We cannot remember them. We gave our sins to Jesus Christ. He forgave our sins. So now, the Word of God says, when you come to the altar, and if you remember you did something to your brother or something to somebody, what do? Keep your offering there. Go back and ask them forgiveness and then come and give your offering. What God wants, not your money, wants your heart. He wants change of heart. And so, God only gives grace. Sometimes it is so difficult to forgive others. I have seen Christian people, somebody killed their son or daughter, and they go to jail and they say, I forgive you. That's a big heart. If you are not born again, you cannot do it. I go to the Proverbs 20:28 and read the verse 9. Here he says, sometimes your prayer becomes abomination. That means God doesn't answer your prayer. What is the reason? Please read.
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
If you don't hear the word of God, if you don't obey the word of God, and you start praying, Lord, I want this, I want job, I want my children to be happy, I want a good house, I want a good car. He said, what? You don't even go to church. You don't read the Bible. You don't pray. And when you have a problem, you come to me. He said, you don't listen to me, so I don't listen to you. And Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2, he said, why cannot hear? Because your sin has come between you and me. When you're sitting for prayer, the word of God says, when you pray, come with a thanksgiving heart. Means what God has already done, remember that first before you can ask something else. Read the verse 13.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy.
See, he says when you come to God, come to church, you cover your sins. Means you don't want anybody to know. I kicked my wife or punched my dog or whatever. And I don't want anybody to know. This is our family matters. But the word of God says you try to cover your sins. You don't want anybody to know your sins, but God has seen your sin. Book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13, it says, there is nothing hidden in the eyes of God. Everything open and naked to his eyes. You can hide from your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your boss, but you cannot hide from God. And he says, if you start hiding your sins, what he has to do? He said, what do you do? Whosoever confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy. That means some people confess their sins, but do not forsake. But here he's saying, first of all, you have to realize that you are a sinner. You committed sin. You admit that you are a sinner. And then God will have mercy. But if you start saying, I didn't do anything. Remember that Gehazi? He stole things. He got the stuff and he put it in the house and comes near Elisha. Hey, where were you? I didn't go anywhere. How I'm sitting here? Didn't my heart saw you when you taking the stuff? If the Elisha could see this, how much our God? There is nothing you can hide from God. So what we have to do? Confess your sins and forsake. If you don't do it again, then we'll be forgiven. See, Jesus Christ already said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. We don't know what we are doing. But we only one thing we know. If you commit sin, you're going to go to eternal hellfire. The door of grace is open right now. We have to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Otherwise, the grace of God or the door of the grace will be shut. Antichrist will be ruling and no mercy. Your head will be chopped up. Otherwise, you have to take 666 and go to hell. Otherwise, give your life and live for God. So we are in the grace period. Shall we rise, ask God to forgive, and let's start a new life. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven us. Father has forgiven us because you requested, Father. So this prayer also God answered, and he has forgiven us. So we are receiving our forgiveness freely. We are going to confess our sins and forsake our sins. We do not want to do those sins again and again. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Please be seated.